Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the latest edition of the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Matt Bishop, Business Management Editor, and today we're chatting with Doug Spittler, the CEO of Superior Fibers, about an interesting new product released by his company. In this podcast, Spittler will tell us all about it and why it is a must-have for both consumers and contractors alike. We'll see you on the other side. We are now pleased to be joined by Superior Fibers CEO Doug Spittler here on the Newsmakers Podcast. Doug, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. And of course, we are here today talking about the ePure filter, which is a very new and exciting product that I'm sure you're very excited to talk about now. But before we get into that, Doug, let's tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I was hired a couple of years ago to come into Superior Fibers and re-energize the new product development effort, as well as several other objectives. And ePure is one of the first fruits of that effort.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about Superior Fibers as well. What you guys do, how long you've been around, things like that.
Oh, sure. Well, Superior was founded back in the 1950s. We're actually, you know, probably one of the oldest filtration media companies in the world. And we make fiberglass filtration media, we make pleat filtration media, and now we've introduced the first lofted polymer microfiber the first brand new filtration medium in over three decades, which is ePure.
Yeah, and that's actually, you bring up the three-decade stat, and that's actually where I was going to go next, because I was just, you know, when I was reading through all the materials and things, that's the one thing that kind of stuck out to me a lot, is that this is the first time in three decades for Superior Fibers with a new media filtration unit. And you know, what's it take to get something like this done and to get something new created and made and put out for consumers?
Well, it was a long development effort. We spent over a year developing ePure, you know, working with polymer suppliers to come up with a brand new mechanism for holding the maximum amount of dust and allergens while simultaneously maintaining not only a low initial pressure drop for the filter, but the lowest possible average pressure drop for the filter for the typical 90-day span that a filter might be in a unit.
And you know, with going back to three decades, you know, sometimes it's a little tough. People are hesitant to change, and you know, people just are so used to what they're doing. How are you able to, with this being such a radical change in how you do filters, how are you able to get people on board with this process, and how are you able to sell them on the unit?
Well, it follows the classic formula of new and improved, and in this case, it's greatly improved. The dust and allergen holding of ePure in you know, residential and commercial size filters is 2 to 3 times greater than any other filter on the market, and the average pressure drop is at least twice as good as other filters, competing filters on the market.
Now, what makes the ePure so different? What did you guys do in production to really make this a different product?
Well, multiple things. In fact, there are so many things. We actually patented the process, have a patent pending on the process and the product. We worked with polymer suppliers, and we came up with a combination of, you know, our usual, you know, the chemistry we'd been using all along, but we replaced most of the volume of that chemistry with a combination of polymers and acrylic copolymers that really like dust and allergens and grab them out of the air. And at the same time, it's got an open enough loft to it that the pressure drop stays extremely low during the entire time the filter is in the unit.
Now, obviously, a big thing in just kind of in general way manufacturing is going is everybody's looking for green products. How is the E-Pure green when it comes to how it was made and what it accomplishes?
Sure. Well, for one thing, over 90% of the content of E-Pure is recycled and is not oil-derived. So it's very green in that respect. But the greenest factor is the energy savings that comes with it. Because we've been able to maintain such a low average pressure drop for an entire 90 days or the typical lifespan of a filter in a unit, the filter actually pays for itself in energy savings versus conventional MERV 8 filters.
Well, was that an important thing when Superior was developing this filter to make sure that it was as green as it could be?
Exactly. We had, you know, the multiple design objectives, but number one was energy efficiency, because in this day and age with, you know, electricity prices where they are for your summertime air conditioning bill, you know, you really don't want to be wasting energy. In most buildings and homes, the single largest consumer of energy is the HVAC system. So if you can favorably impact how long that air conditioning compressor is going to be running and how long the fan motor is going to be running and under what load, you know, you can make a real difference in your electric bill.
Now, you mentioned there that energy efficiency was one of a couple of things that you were looking to hit on. What else was important in the process of developing the E-Pure?
Well, you know, the reason we all put filters in HVAC systems is to keep the coil clean and take as much dust out of the air as possible while inhibiting the free flow of air through the system as much as possible. So dust holding capacity was huge, especially in the residential market. It's really terrible what the dust holding is for most of the filters that the average consumer can go out and buy. And ironically, some of the most expensive filters out there have the worst dust holding. So people read labels on things and think, oh, I'm doing the best thing for my family, when in fact, you're scarcely taking any allergens out of the air whatsoever. So we really focused on something that was a step change in dust holding and allergen trapping and removal.
What was the reaction like at headquarters when everybody was finally able to see, you know, the final product and you ran the tests on it? And, you know, what was the reaction like there?
Well, you know, there were smiles all around the room. You know, whenever you spend an entire year making test runs and really trying to come up with new combinations and ratios and formulations for the polymer chemistry, when it finally works, it's very rewarding. And in fact, the dust holding exceeded our design objectives. We never expected to be, you know, at 140 grams on a 1-inch residential filter in a standard 20 by 25 by 1 filter. We never expected to be over 240 grams of dust holding in a 2-inch commercial typical 24 by 24 by 2 filter. So we were elated.
Now, obviously, everybody at Superior Fibers is happy with the product, but what's the reaction been like both from consumers and from contractors?
Well, you know, in all of our test marketing with consumers, you know, we get comments like, a consumer in Chicago saying, you know, for the first time, my windows don't fog up in ice over in the wintertime because I've actually got ventilation in my apartment and you know, testimonies like that. So, you know, it's been very well received by everybody who is really ready for something that works, that's really a fabulous performing filter.
Now, how does this filter help contractors?
Well, you know, in lots of ways. For one thing, it's going to be better for the unit. You know, you're not choking your HVAC unit anymore, which most filters do either initially or shortly after they've been installed and start to load up. You know, especially in very dusty environments like urban environments where you've got a lot of outdoor air changes, or in the southwestern United States where you've naturally got a lot of dust in the air. it makes a huge difference. It's a filter that actually works.
All right, Doug, we'll wrap it up here with one last question. If there was one thing that people needed to know about the ePure filter, what would that be?
I'd have to make a list of two. One, it pays for itself in energy savings, and it keeps your house or your building cleaner than any other filter.
All right, Doug, well, thank you very much for your time today. We truly appreciate it, and good luck going forward with Superior Fibers and the ePure filter.
Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Doug Spittler and learned a little bit more about the ePure filter from Superior Fibers. We want to thank everybody for listening today, and we encourage you to join us for all our other Newsmakers podcasts, which you can download for free from iTunes or at achrnews.com. For the news, I'm Matt Bishop. Thanks for listening.